Today I want to talk about blogging community. Perhaps you are more attached than you think. Most of us will probably agree that collective thinking as a community is more beneficial than our individual thoughts. This does not mean we will all adapt to the thoughts of our community. Sometimes we will disagree, which can also prove beneficial. The fact remains that communities think bigger than the sum of their parts. This is why we have terms like two heads are better than one, and why social media has become so useful for cultivating ideas with collaboration for those who choose to embrace it. My blog thought for today is about the communities which we create and how much of the community involvement is easy to overlook. Blogging creates small communities which are often loosely connected, and it does so in some unique ways. Some of these small communities which blogs create are closely connected, and some are only loosely connected but yet just as valuable. Oftentimes the community effect is simply the sharing of an idea which seeds thinking for others. It creates a collective intelligence which guides us on our way. The ideas I write here on my blog must have received influence from somewhere. I could not have written about SEO and social media marketing 20 years ago. Sure, I largely write from my experiences, but it is influenced by a community of others. Sometimes the influence is a thought that I saw expressed in a blog or combination of blogs, then I nurture the thought and add my experience. Thus, it still reflects the community thinking I mentioned. When I can define sources of my inspiration, I try to link to those blogs so they will know that I'm a part of their community. I also try to add my thoughts to the respective blog's comments and hope that it benefits the community. Your community extends beyond your blog. Many bloggers are too critical with their perception of community, simply because they do not recognize the ways to measure it. One of the greatest gifts a blogger can have is a huge stream of comments on their blog articles. Blog comments are just one notch below the prize of a link referencing their work in another blog article. However, this is not always the most important measurement of their community reach. Sure, I'm one of those who wonder, why didn't people add their 2 cents in the comments? Or why they will use my work without crediting me. But then I look at the other measures and I can relax again. Yes, the comments bringing the sense of community into one place where it can all be sorted out and discussed, but let's take a look at other ways you can know you made an impact. If your blog is syndicated through RSS, I've given some basic examples of syndication on the blog article, such as Squidoo, Goodreads, Blog Catalog, and so many others, it likely reaches a lot of other places where it is discussed. When I click publish, I know that my blog is automatically published to a lot of other networks, so I try to be mindful of this. I try to keep an eye out for what people are saying over there, too. There are a lot of blogging tools which can help you measure this, and you will find some of the articles, some of the tools in the article I titled 6 Essential Blogging Tools for Bloggers and Non-Bloggers. I think of a blog as the hub of a social media for a business. It really is the center point, but it is not always the actual website where the blog resides that receives the discussion or which gives and receives all the benefits. It is the information of the blog, the message, which is the hub, and not only the website. In fact, I can accurately measure that over 80% of my blog's engagement comes from outside of awebguy.com. That's a sizable statistic to overlook, and it makes up a massive portion of my community. Syndication can spread far and wide, but it also carries a responsibility to know how the information was received and how it may adjust your thinking on a given topic. This could mean Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, other blogs quoting your work, and many other possibilities. Discovering these places and finding out what people had to say can be very useful. Plus, if you seek them out and communicate with the respondents, it gives pretty compelling evidence that you care what people have to say. If you count on trackbacks to find all the places your blog content is being discussed, you will surely miss a lot. Taking extra care to follow the flow of your work can be quite enlightening. As a person who writes blogs, I do not have any delusion that I'm a critical piece of a community outside of my own blog. I try to be valuable to the larger community, but I'm just a cog in the machine. This big machine will run with my participation or without it, but I remain here to keep fine-tuning it in my own little ways. I add my little piece of community with my thoughts, and I find that it often benefits me and hopefully the others around me too. Thoughts for my blogging community. I want to leave you with some thoughts to consider about your blog community, whether you are an author or a reader. When you think of your community, what does it mean to you? There are a lot of organized blogging communities, but what about the extended community which extends influence of your blog or is influenced by it? How are you building that community? Are you overlooking your expanded community? Which blogs provide influence to you? Links are welcome. Add your links. I'd love to hear who influences you in your work. Sometimes the value of blogging is simply found in the collective thinking accumulated from multiple sources and experiences compiled by the author. This does not always require two-way direct communication. All the same, is often greatly enhanced by participation. These questions I have posted are not just rhetorical questions to help you think about your blogging efforts. If you have an answer, please share it with the community. I'd love to hear what you think and how you are tracking involvement in your blog outside of your blog itself. I think it's a very important piece to measure and to communicate with. Like I said, I mean, with my blog, it's over 80%. That's pretty significant, and I think if you overlook that, you'll find that you're not really getting the most out of your blogging experience. I hope you have a great day, and I hope you enjoyed the food for thought. I will look forward to visiting with you soon.